Hello, hello, hi, I'm Samuel, and today we have a, I wouldn't say out of place interview, but it's kind of different because normally she's alongside me interviewing other people, but today I'm actually going to interview her. We have the amazing, the wonderful YA poet, but I know her as Yaz. Let's do applause.
Yeah.
Yaz, how you doing?
I'm very well. I'm here, I'm present, and I have the pleasure of speaking to you, so I can't complain.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for the little, I was going to say insult. What's the opposite of insult? Compliment.
Compliment.
See, my brain's just long today. But yeah, I mean, you're Bellingham native. Mm-hmm. I guess we can call you that. Give me a particular memory that sticks out to you.
Standard. Going to the shops, end of Bellingham Road. Getting food shopping, a little bit of something from the co-op, going somewhere to get, I don't know, like the little pizza shop at the end, at the bottom of Bromley Road after school. All of the girls used to walk down the hill. I went to Catford Girls and we used to walk down the hill, which is now known as Connersborough Crescent. And everyone used to either get, like, I don't know, stuff from the shop or snacks and bits and pieces. But that was where it was at. And it's still kind of a very congregating. Is congregating a word, place?
Yeah,
it's a place where all of the school children congregate now. Okay. But it's just that's the vibesy bit. If you were young and you're a teenager,
and you
finish
cool.
school and you're cool, you go, but I didn't go there a lot though, that's what I was going to say to you.
Yeah, but at least you went.
Okay.
Someone like me, I never went.
Yeah, you didn't miss anything. I'm thinking we should cut this one because I don't even know a good memory.
No, we're not going to cut nothing. We're keeping this raw and unfiltered.
Okay.
Literally, but it's cool. We'll move away from that. How would you describe your experience just growing up in Bellingham, like, just until now? Like, is there...
I don't know if I necessarily felt much of a community presence because we weren't in Bellingham like that.
Mm.
You know, went to school in Bellingham, lived at the top of, like, Bellingham. And I think that my experience of the community was, like, you just kind of... there, you take it for granted. Mm. I think as I've grown up and as I've got older and had children of my own, I've started to understand there's a bit more community-based, and that Bellingham is actually a very vibrant and diverse and interesting place for people who live here to actually grow up and raise children here. Having done this project with you, I've started to understand there's so many different groups, different services, different opportunities to kind of integrate within the community of Bellingham. And I think I didn't know that enough growing up, but now that I do, there are some quite exciting projects that can really benefit people that are from or living in Bellingham.
That's cool. Okay, I don't want to make it a bit somber, but you know, might as well just be real. Was there anything, you know, growing up in Bellingham you found hard, or you know, there's any times or any experiences when you were in Bellingham that, you know, kind of left the effect on you, left the mark on you? And of course you can say you don't have to delve too deep, but
I think just being a young female growing up in Bellingham anyway, you have safety concerns wherever you are, but I think it was always very, if you're in Lewisham as a borough, if you're in Catford, if you're in Bellingham, there's always this kind of degree of you gotta continuously be vigilant anyway, just as a young woman. But I think for me, it would be winter and it would be night and it would be dark quick, and you just have to make sure you get to where you're going. And not necessarily because Bellingham was super rough, but because there's so many different individuals and different experiences, you don't necessarily want to risk an unsafe experience. So it was more kind of a prevention over, like, over cure situation. But for my personal experience, I would say Bellingham, it was just a case of, in terms of like a more somber reaction, you just got to be vigilant wherever you are. But for me, my experience as a young teenage girl growing up in the area would be that you have to make sure that you're keeping safe.
That's really good. And again, like you said, it doesn't just apply to Bellingham, it applies to
everywhere
you go in life. Okay. And one last thing, because we're going to make this short and sweet. How do you, obviously, because you've been in the project with me, you've been speaking to various people, and you've lived in Bellingham, you've had your experiences. How do you think Bellingham's going to be in 10 years' time?
I think some... categories or areas of Bellingham will be vibrant and thriving, and I think there might be some still like some ongoing issues, particularly when it comes to youth participation, when it comes to this knife crime epidemic, when it comes to just opportunities for young people in the area. I think after pandemic, everybody's kind of suffering to a degree with the repercussions of coming out of a virus that affected the whole world. So I think that there are still young people that didn't get the opportunity to really recover from having their schooling cut and their experience of growing up or seeing their friends or being in the area. And I think that has left a generation who are growing up everywhere with a little bit more needs than government funding or the cost of living crisis can actually accommodate. So I don't know if that will have a negative effect in terms of the financial input in the area when it comes to young people, but I do think that there will be other areas and more community-based, like Lewisham's had the London Borough of Culture. There's all these different kind of projects. Lewisham as a borough is committed to kind of offering a lot of different experiences for the people that live in it. So I'd like to say that artistically, or I know through creativity, there might be more opportunities for those living in Bellingham to really just get something out of it. But my concern would be more on the young people and how in 10 years time they then become adults and raise young people in the same area. And you just have to make sure that there's that input and that investment in their well-being now. So that in 10 years time, and I can't guarantee that I'm satisfied of that investment for young people currently within Bellingham. But you do have good projects, amazing projects like Lewisham Music, or, you know, all the different kind of sub projects and the community centres and the bits and pieces. So it's not to say the services aren't there, it's just to say that there's a lot of young people and only a few services.
I like that, and I 100% agree with that. Cool. Finally, and I know I said it was the last question, but this one's going to be nice and sweet. Give me 3 words to summarize Bellingham. In your eyes. Ooh, thinking hard.
Because I want to say calm, which sounds crazy, but it's just, it's pretty chill.
Yeah, no, I can't lie. Pretty chill. Yeah, I agree. I think that's...
No one's really doing too much. Like, it's just chill.
Yeah.
I would say chill. I would say... quite caring. If you know the community services and the groups and the projects and you've actually experienced them, there will be different communal groups with it that are quite caring. And then the other thing I would say is do you know the word that came to my head, and it's so rude, like standard. Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
it's really hard. If you know Bellingham and you're listening to this, please don't think I'm horrible. But it's more like it's just calm. It's just very chill, very standard. Nothing too much is going on, but nothing, you know, exceptionally crazy is going to make it stand out. But sometimes you like that consistency and that level of normality.
For sure.
You know, it's not... Bellingham isn't screaming, look at me, but it's got some things going on in it.
For sure.
So I would say that's what it is.
I 100% agree. And trust me when I say sometimes it's good that an area or place is not loud and crazy and has eyes on it, because I come from Peckham. So yeah, I can totally understand that. And yeah, in some ways, the way you're describing it as well, I wish my era was like that as well. Just calm and just standard. Yeah. It's not a diss, okay?
It's not a diss. It's like a regularity to it.
Yeah.
I want to add a little amendment or a correction. When you said, if I got a memory, I kind of not made one up on the spot, but I couldn't really think of one. My nephew is 22 now. He's the apple of my eye, and he could be older. But when he was little, my favourite memories would be to kind of walk down from Foster Park in Bellingham and then walk down to Bellingham Leisure Centre. And I used to take him to Rascals, which was a soft play centre. And it was a vibe. It was just our thing. We'd go in there. You want to go Rascals? He'd get really excited. And as a young auntie or a teenager who was an auntie, because my brother had him quite young, it was very meaningful for me, because Bellingham hosted the one space I could find safely to nurture that relationship. And it was integral for me to understand my need to love someone unconditionally. Like, he's the first person that I ever, before I had kids, before I ever had like super, super tight friends that I considered family, that was my unconditional love. So it was such a beautiful experience, because actually Rascals Bellingham Leisure Centre, which is now I think called Better, that is full of beautiful memories of me just enjoying my family, like my nephew, and really trying to be the best auntie. And I really did think I was a big woman, you know. But me putting that little bit of change across the counter and going, one child for Rascals, that was a huge deal for me.
Hey,
and me and him left there like a lot, feeling like that was our bonding time. So Bellingham's always hosted that space for me, and that kind of nostalgic feeling of going, I'm growing up here, I'm evolving, and I'm turning into a bit more of an adult.
That's amazing, and I think that that's the perfect spot to end this conversation. Yaz, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you. And yeah, you're going to hear this very, very soon. Thank you very much. We out.
Bye.